to the Wild Woman Podcast. On this podcast, I bring to surface the conversations that we have in private about the outdoor community. My hope is that by sharing these challenging topics, I can break the ice, promote positive change, and empower people to be more informed, aware, and intentional with their actions. I'm your host, Wild Woman Becca. I'm an adventure, life coach, and whitewater kayak instructor based out of Asheville, North Carolina. I specialize in empowering outdoor athletes and enthusiasts like climbers, paddlers, mountain bikers, and hikers to overcome the mental side of adventure so that you can maximize your energy, cultivate healthier relationships, and achieve genuine embodiment both in the outdoors and in life. If you're someone who struggles with fear of falling while climbing, feeling like a burden when you're swimming out of your kayak, if you're self-conscious in the back of a group of hikers or anything similar, you've stumbled upon the perfect place. It's my mission to help folks like you own your shit, the good, the bad, and the in-between. On this podcast, our motto is to live playfully, abundantly, and intentionally. We are here for the people. Welcome yourself home. You're a wild woman now. If you're ready to start owning your shit, I invite you to grab the resource packet from my website, wildwomanbecca.com/ownyourshit. It's totally free and it contains 9 simple tips to own your shit today. Plus, I guide you through a sequence of 9 journal prompts to identify exactly what you want, how to actually get yourself to do it, and why you haven't started already. Again, that's wildwomanbecca.com/ownyourshit. There's literally nothing to lose. Press pause, get that packet right now. Today's episode is a little bit different. I thought I would guide us through a little meditation for on your way to the river that has a bunch of grounding techniques that you can use while you're on the river or while you're packing. And my style of meditation is a little bit different than the average like meditation because I like to move during meditations instead of sit still. So this meditation can be done while multitasking or it can be done as like a traditional meditation where you are just sitting and staying still. Yeah, so get yourself into a comfortable position. You can be sitting, you can be standing, laying down, and get ready to feel relaxed. And here we go. So as you're sitting or standing or laying down, notice how your body feels in the surrounding area. Notice the air temperature around you. Notice the river water, if you're sitting in a river, sitting near a river. Notice how your clothes are sitting against your body. And just observe if there's anything that's uncomfortable or comfortable. Just notice it, don't try to change it. Maybe you notice the gasket on your dry suit or how your PFD is pressed against your body. If you're not wearing a PFD or dry suit, just imagine that you're wearing one. Notice how your helmet fits on your head. Maybe it presses in certain spots. If you haven't closed your eyes yet, close your eyes and tune into your internal feelings. Maybe you're feeling excited. Maybe you're feeling nervous. Maybe you're feeling content. And start to notice your breathing. Where does your breath sit?
Does it sit mostly in your stomach? Is it in your lower stomach or your upper stomach? Just noticing your natural breath. Maybe you add in a little bit of a sway back and forth, side to side. Aligning the sway with your breath. Maybe you feel your breath in your chest or in your throat. Observe what it feels like to have air moving through from your mouth or your nose and into your body. As you get more comfortable with your breathing, start to slow the exhale. I'm going to walk you through a few breathing techniques that you can do while you're on the river. I like to do these right before rapids. And so the first one is an explosive breathing. So you're going to take a deep inhale in, and then you'll hold it at the top and feel some pressure. And then once you feel the pressure build up, you'll release it with an audible sigh. And it feels kind of like an explosion. So take a deep inhale in, and then hold it at the top. And almost like as you're holding it, like you take an inhale in and then you like rest so that it's sitting and you feel heavy. And then you'll release it with an explosive exhale. So. And we'll do that 3 more times, inhaling in. And holding it at the top, letting it rest and sit heavy. And then explosive exhale out. Two more times as you get to the top, feeling like you're building up the tension, and then pausing at the top and holding that tension, just noticing it, sitting with it, and then as you exhale, releasing all of that tension. So deep inhale in and hold it. And one more. Inhale in. Hold it. I'll walk you through one more breathing exercise that I like to do on the river. And this one's called an ocean breath. So we'll inhale. And then as we exhale, we're just going to like purse our lips together, almost like you're making a kissy face. And you'll make a sound just like the ocean waves. And so you can do that same thing on the inhale so that it makes like a. And then as you exhale, a. And we'll do this one for 10 breaths. And you can just follow my inhales and exhales. So inhale. And exhale. Inhale. Inhale. And exhale. And as we come back to our normal breathing tempo, I invite you to bring your hands up to your face and rest them so that the heels of your hands are sitting under your chin and your palms of your hands are resting on your cheek and your fingertips are right next to your eyes. And just go in little baby circles, moving the skin around your face. We're stimulating the vagus nerve right now, which continues to activate your parasympathetic nervous system, slowing your body down and signaling it to relax. Go ahead and switch directions with your circles. Bringing awareness to your jaw and making it relax. Unclench your jaw. Unclench your eyes. Maybe move your hands up to your forehead. And just continue making small circles all around your face. Remembering to press lightly. The point of this is to relax. Maybe gently go over your eyes. Just like you're waking up and you're rubbing your eyes open. Moving down to your nose. Right on your cheekbones. And then expanding out back towards your ears. Maybe give your ears a little bit of a tug gently in all directions, going down and then out and then up. Bringing your hands back right in front of your ears, doing some circles there. And then massaging down your neck. And switching from circles to a gentle press, pressing against your chest. Maybe crossing your arms, giving yourself a little bit of a hug and squeeze. Moving down your arms and into your hands, holding your hands together. Take a few breaths at your own pace. putting gentle pressure on your hands holding each other. Maybe you've noticed a natural sigh or a yawn, and that's a sign that your parasympathetic nervous system is activated. Now that we're in this calm headspace, take a moment to identify your intentions or goals for your day today, on the river or in your adventure, or just in your everyday life. Is today a day that you're trying to push yourself? Maybe running a new rapid, maybe trying out a new technique. Is today a day that you want to connect, to focus on connecting with other people in your group, in the community outside of your group? Maybe the intention is to be playful, to be mindful, to be a grounding source for the rest of your group and for yourself. Try to pick one intention for yourself for the day. And taking this intention with you onto the river, now I want you to visualize success on the river and what that looks like in relation to this intention or goal. How does this version of yourself show up to the put-in? How does this version of yourself put on their gear and interact with people as they start showing up? How does this version of yourself enter the river? How does this version of yourself run through the rapids? How do they set safety for each other? How do they boof or brace or roll? As you're visualizing yourself feeling successful on the river today, I also invite you to remember and remind yourself to take care of your body. Bring snacks, bring water, drink water, eat the snacks. And continuously come back to this resting state. And remember that you can always come back to this. You didn't need anything to participate in this meditation. You can always come back to every single one of these skills that I have walked you through today. So one more time, as we bring ourselves back into our present environment, I'm going to walk you through the skills that we just did, but in reverse order. So have your hands, maybe they're resting in your lap, and just run them up along your body and bring them back into a hug, gently squeezing on your arms, and then bring them back to your neck. Gently pressing and up to your face in a circular motion all around your face. And then move into an ocean breath. We'll do three of each breath this time. So inhaling in. Shh. into ending this meditation with our explosive breathing. Inhale, hold at the top, and then let a big sigh out. We'll do three of those. Inhale. Hold. Inhale in. And for this last one, let out an audible sigh as you inhale in. Thank you so much for taking this time to meditate with me and to practice mindfulness with me. I hope today's episode leaves you feeling peaceful and calm and grounded, and with a few more tools that you can take on the river with you, especially as you prepare for your day and as you come into rapids. Thanks so much for listening. Have a good day on the river.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. Check out the show notes for more information, links from the episode, and about how to get in touch. If you're interested in supporting the podcast, rate it by clicking the three dots and then rate show. You can also talk about these topics in your circle and share this podcast as a resource. I put out a ton of free content from the monthly virtual live workshops to customized interactive worksheets based on people responses to my market research survey. The best way to stay in the loop is by joining my email list via my website, wildwomanbecca.com. You can also reach out to me directly at rploner@gmail.com. All of the links to contact me are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. See you next time, Wild Woman.